Okay, we go five short parshas Metzora, Shabbos HaGadol, Erev Pesach, Tov Shem Pidal. Our ideas are learning should be first and foremost from Besoros Tovus and Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, and also from my father-in-law's Yartza, my father-in-law's second Shabbos, no longer in this role. We daven Shvi Metzor Shifros and Olchay So Avram Abba Ben Rav Moshe Chaim Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas. Here we go. First idea comes to us from the Ach Pritua. The Ach Pritua. Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Liska, I believe he was the Rebbe of Rav Shaila Karastir, I believe. Zois Tia Torah HaMetzora B'yom Taharoso. This should be the way of the Torah of the Metzora, and how he should get be purified. The question is how, and we know Chazal tells us that he has, and the Pesukim tells us, it's got to be Vara HaKoyim, but the Tziva HaKoyim, the Koyim has to say Tomei or Tor. The question is why? Why does the Metzora have to be brought in back to Klaus out of quarantine? Through the Kohen. So last year we said a very similar answer, basically the same answer from the Tver Shlomo. But the Ach Pitvul gives the same answer, or similar answer, Taras HaMetzora, Shehifrid Ben HaDvikim Dvor Lashon Hara. And the Maran Echa tells us that the reason why he had Saras is because he spoke Lashon Hara. And Davka, he got separated because of Lashon Hara, negativity, pessimism. He talked bad about other people. So how does he be able to brought back? He Davka Adei HaKohen, V'hu V'el HaKohen, Dafka has to be brought back to the Kohen. Bios noig mimidis Aaron HaKohen, oy v'shalva radu shalom, the Mishnah says, perkei avos, perek alef, Mishnah Yudalid. Aaron HaKohen, we have to be a tam like Aaron HaKohen, who loves peace and he pursued peace. Like what you know, Chazal tells us, and look at the Emre Baruch and Parshas Chukas, at 24,000 funerals, 24,000 people named their children after Aaron HaKohen, because the Aaron HaKohen, according to the Medrash, used to bring back shalom bayis between every single person. And Aaron HaKohen is the one who's able to infuse shalom and peace and love. He spoke negatively. Who has to be his Rebbe going forward? It's got to be from the prodigy of Aaron HaKohen. It's got to be from Aaron HaKohen with kindness and with love. This is Simchas Yontif, what the Rambam tells us. Simchas Yontif, it's thinking about others, thinking about Eretz Yisrael, thinking about all those soldiers who are currently won't be at their Seder. Their Seder is going to be in a tank. Thinking all about those Almanas who won't be at the Seder. Thinking all the Yisoyimim, thinking all about the families of the Hazards who are having Seder alone. We daven to Hashem that every single one of them should be returned. Mamish. But that, if we want to understand what the Yom of Pesach is all about, you have to go no longer than the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Shoshanjer says, Dafka Maos Chitim. What does Ramah say? You have to bring Maos Chitim, you don't say Tachanun, because of the Nisim. Who are the Nisim of Shoshanjer says? The Nisim were the people that took the battle for everyone else. So what's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? What's the connection between not saying Tachanun and Maos Chitim? It's the same Indian. Caring about others. Thinking about others. Maos Chitim is thinking about others. The Nisim, they became the Nisim because in Mitzrayim, they put her in charge. They say, we're in charge. We don't want our brothers to get hit. They took the beating for every year. To think about others, to care about others. And I think that's the lesson in Mitzor, and that's the lesson of Pesach. Mamish thinking about others. Beautiful idea from the Ach Pritvua and from the Rambam and Rav Shoshan Zer as well. Idea number two. You know, idea number two is brought from the Sefer Aperion, from the Kbal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, different psukim, Dalet, Hey, Vav, they all talk all about these birds. There's one bird that they kill, and one bird they let free. What does that represent? Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we let one of them free, and one of them go, and one of them we kill? Says, yes, what do we kill? We kill Dafko, the negative speech, the negative things that shouldn't come out of our mouths. But then we let the other bird, we let it go free. But we take it, we let it go free. Chayas Tohoros, we let it go free. What does that represent? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use our mouths. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to use our ability. Like Ruach Mamala, like the Unkula says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us different. Dafka through our speech. But we have to be able to, have to let it go. So there's an Indian, you have speech. You have the negative to kill it. But says that opinion, the bird that we let go, to show us that we have to use it. We have to use it properly. Use it good. I believe the Kliyakar says, and I believe the Gra says. Rabbi Nuah said this at the Levaya last week. Rabbi Nuah Shlita of Miami Beach. He said, "What's the Lashon in Pirkei Avos? My father-in-law loved Pirkei Avos. Al din v'cheshbon. Every single person is going to have a din and a cheshbon. And din for the negative things, and the cheshbon for the things that we could have done, but we didn't you because we were doing negative things." How many of us be able to use speech for the positive? Don't be a bystander. If you have a compliment, you have the ability to give someone a text, a compliment, go out of your way. Like the Arizal tells us, and of sure explains it from the Soma Kedoshim. Pesach is Pesach. Our mouths are open. You have the ability, lahagada, lahagi, lahagid. The Indian of Pesach is lahagada, vanitzach. The Indian of calling out and using our speech for proper things. That's what it's all about. It says that Perion, there's a negative speech you have to wipe out. But it's not only that. It's not only good enough for that. There's a swimming up, but there's also an Asay Tov to use it for good, for Torah, for Tefillah, for Chesed. As the Shem Yisparach, Adin number 3. Adin number 3 is Yadal Lamechetz from the Nachas Yoshua, of Yeshua Heshel Micholioth. Incredible idea. Ubo Asherlo, the Habayis, Vihigil HaKoyin, Neymar, Kinega Ner Lir Babayis. It looks like a Nega. Looks like a Nega. Afilu Tabachochem Rashi brings down, Sheodia Shu Nega Vade Lo Yifsok, Dover Bar Lo Mar Nega Nerli, Ela Kinega Nerli. Even if you're a Tamach Chacham, you have to say Kinega. It looks like a Kinega. That's what Rashi says. Nachas, you should also look at the Ish Kodesh. Beautiful idea from the Ish Kodesh on Kinega. But it says, Nachas Yoshua, what's the Sloshon of Kinega, like a Kinega? Just say Kinega. What's Kinega? Hinei hanigom heim ochacha, lechetos sho'odem. Those spots of a person's saras, they're tochacha, they're rebuke for a person's sins. Lefichat tzarechu loymar, Kinega, the low Kinega. You have to write like a sin, like a spot, but not for sure a spot. Why? A person is not allowed to look at himself as a Rasha. So we have to say Kinega, because even though a person might have made a mistake, that doesn't make you a sinner, like Brewery told us Gemara in Brachos. Don't read the Pasuk Tehillim as Baruch Hinashi, as Choytim, as Chotaim, they sins, but not sinners, because you made a mistake that is to define who you are. Kinega, below Nega. It looks like a Nega, but it doesn't define you. Doesn't define you. And that's the whole Indian of what we feel. Shir Hashirim. Rav Shor says, why do we say Shir Hashirim at the end of the end of Shir Hashirim? We say it at the end of the Seder. Because right at the end of the Seder, Mamash on a high, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. And what does Shir Hashirim talk all about? The Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each and every one of us. No matter what we've done, we could be Kach Likach Nukarbanim, Kiddushin Lamed Vav. We passing like Rabbi Meir. Usually in the Rashba says in the Machlokis, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir, right? And the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda says we're only considered Hashem's children when we do the right thing. Rabbi Meir says, no, either way, be Kach Likach Nukarbanim. The Rashba says, here we passing like Rabbi Meir. And the Kurbin Rebbe, the Rabbi Yehuda and Kultur Kurbin Rebbe says, it's a mitzvah. It's an obligation and a commandment to publicize this Rashba. To remember and to know and to acknowledge every single day, every minute of our lives, Kadosh Baruch Hu's incredible love and obsessive feelings and love and his emotion for the Jewish people. Bekach v'kach nigger banim. Kinega, says Nachas Yoshua. Why only kinega? The low nega. Because ain't all the mesi atzim Russia. A person can't view themselves as Russia. Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal. Whatever you do, you can run, you can hide. Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal. What a beautiful idea for the Nachas Yoshua. Connecting it as of Shor to Shiashir and the Gemara Kedusha and the Rashba and the Kabriner, idea number 4. Tezvav Lamed Aleph, beautiful idea from the Tiferes Uziel, Rabbi Uziel Mirat Shvil. I'm not sure that is Tiferes Uziel. Let's stick with that. We'll add one of the third to last pasuk of the Parsha, and then we'll say Shabbos Gold Torah. Vizartim is Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. To be very careful, but to be very careful by Tumah. We have to, because we can't live, we have to be very careful when it comes to Tumas Meis, to be very careful to live with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Ozer Ela Prisha, Rashi says. Yizarta means to separate. Said Parshas Nos, so Rashi brings it down. But it says the Tiferes Uziel, incredible idea. Yisrael Kedusha, Yisrael Kedoshim, Ru'uyim Lenezer. What is this Rashi? What is this Chazal telling us here? We are roi to kedusha. V'hizartim miloshen nezev haTorah. We're crowns. We're princes. We're princesses. Al kach shehem bedolam perusha mitumasam. You want to know why you have to separate from tumah, from negativity, from pessimism, from the gutter of the world? It's like when people talk to girls to women about sneeze. Talk about who you are. You remember who you are. You're a prince. You're a princess. Why are you getting involved in the gutter? Stop talking about the chitzonius. Remember who you are. You're a prince. You're a princess. That's Rav Weinberger always talks about this. Not only with sneers. But remember, why would we want to be involved in that? If we show our children and our students and we show ourselves the beauty of Yiddishkeit, the beauty of what it means to be a sneers to geyin, not just in our clothing, but the beauty of Yiddishkeit. The Yizartim B'nai Yisrael. Kedoshim Rum Neneser. We're roi for kingship. A roi for a prince, and that's the whole avodah. That's the whole avodah of Pesach, to know that we are on the 49th level of Tumah. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in one instant, 49th level of Kedusha. In one instant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke us up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out. That's what the Kushat Tzermaker tells us. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, anytime you don't bring, any place you didn't bring chametz, you don't have to check there for chametz. You don't have to look for chametz. This is what the Kushat Tzermaker says right here. Everyone has their own battles, whatever that is. Church, destroy, complete, return from that path. And the true belief that Hashem has forgiven you. To know that we're so special to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We do tshuva. We're roi for Kedusha. Every single one of us is a prince. We have to remember that. says the Kushar Tzemagid, beautiful Tiferes Hazil, and beautiful Kushar Tzemagid. Any place you don't bring chametz, we're not a chametzika Jew. Chametz is not, it's the Yitzhar, it's not who we are. Brachas Yedzayin, it's not who we look at the source of Yisrael, it's something external, it's not internal. A person messes up, it's not who we are. We're Roy for Kedusha, we're prince or princess. Yes, sometimes we mess up. That doesn't define who we are. So Takav is a very similar connection with the Nachas Yoshua, Kinega, and Vihizartam over here from the Tiferes Uziel, to remember who we are, to remember what we represent. Idea number 5, Shabbos HaGodol. Shabbos HaGodol, with the Lev Simcha. Tov Shin Mem Beis, 1982. So he says also, it was also Parsha Shmini, Shabbos HaGodol. Sorry, it was also after, it was also a leap year it seems. And he says the following, Yomim Gedolim Achrei Shabbos HaGodol Kol Yomim Gedolim Gam Yimisul Gam Yimeachol. From Shabbos HaGodol until Pesach, these are great days. It's not just Shabbos HaGodol is great, but even the days after. We know Chazal tell us from the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we have to be busy with mitzvahs. We have to be busy with mitzvahs of putting up the sukkah and getting rid, we got rid of our avonos. Kain Gam Bayomim Eilu Shokol Ras Rak Mitzvahs Kimo B'tichos Chametz Matzos Bevadai Shekol Mitzvahs. What's the idea over here from the Leif Simcha? We have to remember that just like the great days in between Sukkot, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, what are there also great days after Shabbos HaGodol? We are living in a Godol Dig state. Shabbos HaGodol comes, and Sunday, Monday come, we have to live in a Godol Dig state. And what does it mean to be in a Godol Dig state? To realize the tremendous potential of these days, but it reminds me of the Tefer Shoma, the Yigdal Moshe. The first place I believe we see, Rav Tzadok says, and others, the Gra says, the first place you see a word, that's the source, that's the center for the word. What it means to be a gadol? It means to go out and to care. What did Moshe do? He didn't just grow up physically, he grew up spiritually, metaphysically, thinking about others. What does it mean to be a gadol? To be caring, to be kind. So many of us sometimes, Pesach comes and there's such a pressure and the negativity and yelling and screaming. That's not yontif. That's not preparing for Yontif. That's a big Yitzhahara. The Yigdal Moshe, the Yitzhahara means, Rav Kluger explains, with love and with patience and with kindness and with care. That is the avoid of Shabbos, the Godol. It starts every Shabbos, but definitely this Shabbos, to be a Godol. To be a Godol with means, Tiferes Shlomo says. To be a Godol with patience, with love and care and kindness, specifically to our own family, with the hotels, and if we're even not in hotels, if you're at home, Chas HaShom, to be at home. That's sarcastic. Every Jew should be home. This Rav Weinberger rips on these things going away. I'm not going to go off right now. But at the end of the day, to be a gadol means to prepare and to pack and to get ready for Yontif with love, with the labor of love. Yes, it's a lot, but with love. Our kids see we're doing it because we have to, because we want to, because we get to. But it starts with our patience, starts with our love and our care and our kindness to each other. Shabbos HaGadol, says the Leif Chaim Simcha, we have to make sure to act like a gadol. And we're busy with mitzvahs, starting from Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're busy with mitzvahs for Pesach. But to be a gadol Tiferes Shalom means to be Vayetzel Echav, to be caring, kindness, and pitch spread that love, and to review these 5 ideas. So the first idea we said from Ach Pitua, it's Yehoshua Liska Taharoso, that Dafka, why Dafka to the Kohen? How does he get to Tahara? Dafka to the Kohen, because the Kohen is Oiv Shav Rodi Shalom. Like you said from the last Shuvah, Tiferes Shalom. He's talked negatively. He's got on his Shuva, has got to be done by the one person, by the prodigy of Aaron HaKohen. Oiv Shav Rodi Shalom, Oiv Shav Rodi Shalom, of the Torah. And that's what the Rambam says, the real Simchas Yomtev is thinking about, still not Simchas Kresos, your own Simchas, thinking about others. And that's what the Shasajer says, what's the first halachas of Pesach? You have the B'maos Chitin and the Ein Onim Tachanun. What do they have to do with each other? There was the whole Indian of Nisim. How'd you become an Asi? You took the beating for others. You cared about others. Then the Rebbeinu Shem says, that's what Maos Chidim is all about. You're caring about others. At the end number 2, he said from the Baal Perinu, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, why? What's dafka? The two birds, one bird you kill, one bird you let free. Because when it comes to speech, the negative speech you have to kill. You have to get rid of the Lashon Hara, get rid of the Nivel Peh, get rid of the anything else that's negative, but there's also positive, to make sure to be able to use our mouths for good, for positive, for toyer, for tefillah, for chesed, for compliments. And that's din and cheshbon, the Gra says. The din is the thing that we're going to be judged on, the things that we use for negative, and the cheshbon, the things that we could have used are things, but we didn't use for positive. The things that we could have done, but we didn't. We didn't. The third idea of the Nachas Yoshua, kinega, what's kinega? Because at the end of the day, it's not a nega. A Jew is not a nega. Okay, a person might have sinned, but it didn't become a sinner, like Baruch says Gemara and Brachos. It become a sinner. And that's a tremendous lesson for us to be able to understand. Rav Shor says the whole end of Shir Hashirim, the end of the Seder, tells us to the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love is, why? Because we're at the end that we can see Kadosh Baruch Hu's love is tremendous for us, and that's why we say Shir Hashirim after the Seder. And that's the whole end of Gemara and Kiddush Shalom, Mevav, Bekach, Vekach, Nikrabanim, whereby in regular Machlokas, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda.
says, and we pass through like Rabbi Meir, and the mitzvah lefarshim this Rashba, says the Kabbalah Rebbe. The fourth idea was said the Tverus Uziel, v'yizartim, far away from Tumah. Why? Yisrael kidoshim ru'uyim. We're not roy for chametz. We're not roy. Look at Mar Brachas Yudzayin. Sorshim Isa. It's an outsource. So Tumah is not who we intrinsically are. We're a yid. We're kadosh. We're holy. We're pure. And that's what the Kushner Shemaga says, ain't sarach bedika. Any place that you don't bring chametz in, you don't have to bring bedika, and that's every Jew. Every Jew is not chametzik. We're matzitik. We're holy. We're kadosh. We're pure. And the finally of Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos HaGadol 1982, said the Leil Simcha. Yes, the Shabbos HaGadol is great, but the days after are also great. Just like the day between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're busy with mitzvahs. We're also busy with mitzvahs for Pesach. Getting rid of the chametz. Getting rid of the mitzvah. And how to become a gadol? Tefer Shlomo says, "Well, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayitzchak." What's the first time it says gadol in the entire Torah? I believe. Oh no, it says Gadol by the sun and moon. I apologize. But Vayigdal Moshe, Vayitzelachav, caring about others, being kind and patient, loving, caring to others. Rishim Zochav Ez Hashem Yisbarach, Zoch to spread the love and the patience and the care and the kindness to understand that to be able to use our mouths for positive. Pesach, that is, it says Pesach is all about mouths opening of Shrosses from the Summer Gadol Hashem. That we use our mouths for good. To understand that if you might make a mistake, that's not who we truly are. We're truly holy, we're pure, we're roy for kaddish, we're princes, we're mamish, malchus, and to understand the greatness of these days, not just Shabbos HaGolda, but the days in between Shabbos HaGolda and Pesach, and obviously every day of Pesach was to be great. I mean, what does it mean to be great? To be kind, to care, and patient, and thoughtful, as Hashem is Yisroch Shmizorcha, to learn, and to yearn, and together, Yisroch to eat from the Zachim, Psachim, the Psachim, Zachim, Yishlami Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos HaGolda.